Goal 2, workforce development. Workforce development. An educated and skilled workforce is a necessary component to community and economic development. Workforce development initiatives should work to achieve a balance between economic security of workers, sustainable economic growth, and meeting the needs of businesses and industries. With a growing labor force averaging more than 528,000 people, 1, in the first 7 months of 2025, the Kipda region provides the largest volume of job opportunities in the state and has the highest concentration of post-secondary education institutions. After a rapid and strong recovery from the COVID-19 recession, the economy has begun to show signs of slowing. Compared to 2021-2022, the local economy has seen declining online job postings, slower growth in payrolled employment, and a higher unemployment rate. In the first 7 months of 2025, the region's unemployment rate averaged 4.9%. 2. Even so, there have been nearly 87,000 online job postings from nearly 6,500 employers in the first 7 months of 2025. 3. Developing a fully prepared and engaged workforce that is aligned with the needs of employers should be a key priority for the region. This could be achieved through a combination of strategies that build a future pipeline of ready workers while expanding the current workforce by targeting groups that may have been previously excluded. The pipeline of future workers should be developed with career pathway programs in regional high schools that enhance information about careers and provide on-ramps to those pathways through job shadowing, co-ops, and internships. Several counties have implemented robust career pathway programs that provide hands-on vocational instruction based on recent labor market information. However, the number of career and technical education, CTE, career pathway completers in the region peaked in 2019, with 3,370 pathway completers, and has not yet recovered from the impact of the pandemic. There were 2,926 CTE pathway completers from the class of 2023-4. This is a trend that must be reversed to meet the need for skilled workers in the region, especially knowing that the workforce is aging and that there will be a growing demand to fill skilled positions as workers retire. For example, 23% of the region's current workforce are ages 55 and over. In the manufacturing sector, 26% of the region's current workforce are ages 55 and over. Nearly 1 in 3 of current machinists and industrial machinery mechanics are ages 55 and older, 5. Both public and private workforce initiatives should also focus on targeted outreach to population groups that are not well represented in the labor force, including people with a disability, veterans, disconnected youth, people with limited English proficiency, people experiencing homelessness, and justice-involved people. Each may warrant specific strategies to engage them more effectively in the workforce. Kentuckiana Works, the Workforce Development Board for Bullitt, Henry, Jefferson, Oldham, Shelby, Spencer, and Trimble counties, has a number of programs to target workers who may be disconnected, underemployed, unemployed, or challenged with barriers to labor market participation. See success stories below. Kentuckiana Works operates in all 7 Kipda counties through career centers or mobile services, and services are available to employers and job seekers alike. In some cases, employers may need to reevaluate their hiring policies to provide second chances or make accommodations for disabilities or low English proficiency. Federal programs such as the Federal Bonding Program for At-Risk Employees and the Work Opportunity Tax Credit, WOTC, are available to employers in the region to minimize their risk when hiring employees with criminal backgrounds and other risk factors. These tools could provide the support employers need to tap into a labor pool that is often overlooked and is eager to work. Workforce participation can also be hindered by conditions that the National Fund for Workforce Solutions has called the social determinants of work, which they define as opportunities that surround a given job and affect a worker's ability to succeed, such as the ability to live close to the workplace, reliable and affordable transportation, dependable family care, and workplace benefits like health care and paid leave. These opportunities support employment stability and worker well-being and impact workforce equity. 6. Employers can play a role by assessing their own policies and working conditions. The Departments of Commerce and Labor have identified the Good Jobs Principles, 8 factors that contribute to a quality job, to facilitate a shared understanding of how employers can create dignified work opportunities. 7. To address barriers to work, support services should also be available throughout the region to better support workers' ability to maintain employment. Transportation vouchers, child care provisions, caregiver needs, and drug prevention and treatment programs are some of the resources needed by the workers in the region. Encouraging local municipalities and businesses to collaborate with public services and nonprofits to meet these needs will improve the quality of life for workers and strengthen the region's labor force. Finally, increased efforts are also needed to better align the region's education and job training programs to meet the demands of emerging industries and technologies. Partnerships with education providers, career counseling services, and workforce development organizations will help to better prepare workers in the region, therefore increasing their employment opportunities. In addition to occupational training programs at the local post-secondary institutions, short training programs that address unmet workforce needs in high-wage careers can contribute to the local economy. Code Louisville is an example of a free, short-term program that prepares students for entry-level software development jobs. As AI, robotics, drone piloting, and other fast-changing technologies evolve, the region should ensure that such programs are available. Sources: Data Source, Bureau of Labor Statistics, Local Area Unemployment Statistics. Data released, August 27, 2025. Data source, Bureau of Labor Statistics, Local Area Unemployment Statistics. Data released, August 27, 2025. Data source, Lightcast data source, Kentucky Center for Statistics data source, LIGHTCASTTHESCLASSNATIONALFUND.org/glossary_terms/social-determinants-of-work/access/7th-of-october2022https://www.dahl.gov/general/good-jobs/principles/access/10th-of-october2024-strategies. Expand the number of skilled workers in the future through strong partnerships with regional secondary and post-secondary career and technical, CTE, programs. Encourage communication between education providers and the business community to align technical training with private sector skill level requirements. Businesses increase the number of job shadowing opportunities, paid internships, co-ops, summer jobs, and apprenticeships so that students can gain exposure to the workplace and supplement their classroom learning with on-the-job training. Employers participate in hiring events at the high schools at the end of the school year to provide opportunities for students who are not planning to go to college immediately. Employers participate in post-secondary advisory panels in their fields and provide co-ops to students. Expand the current workforce by targeting subpopulations that may have previously been excluded. When feasible, employers revise policies that may prevent hiring of people with criminal background. Employers access federal programs that mitigate their risk in hiring employees with criminal records, federal bonding program and work opportunity tax credits. 1. Work with immigrant and refugee agencies to place foreign-born job seekers into employment. Employers work with adult education programs for English language learners to provide on-site L classes at workplaces. Companies hire bilingual supervisors to work with employees who are English language learners. Deliver free career counseling and job placement services to low-income and displaced workers through the region's workforce development system. Companies ensure outreach to all groups and maintain racial equity in hiring and promotions. 1. https://bonds4jobs.com/https://wotc.ky.gov/logon.aspx?returner=%2f access the 11th of October 22. Ensure support services are available to workers throughout the region that will better allow them to maintain employment. Address the training, education, and support service needs of unemployed or underemployed adult workers through the region's education and workforce development system. Employers participate in the Employee Child Care Assistance Partnership, established in 2022 through House Bill 499, and which encourages nonprofit and for-profit employers to offer child care assistance as a benefit of employment by matching employer contributions with state dollars. 1. Consider the caregiver needs of workers by promoting elder care programs, adult daycare, and family caregiver support services. Promote the funding sources available for development of daycare centers. Encourage local businesses to collaborate with public services, local government, and other nonprofit organizations to offer drug addiction treatment and prevention options to their employees. 1. https://kychamberbottomline.com/2022/03/30/legislation-to-help-businesses-provide-child-care-assistance-heads-to-governor's-desk/accessed on 12 October 2022. Align emerging needs in the economy with education and training. Partner with local industries to provide information and training opportunities for in-demand skills. Share labor market information with regional educational institutions and businesses to ensure that local training programs are relevant. Future milestones: identify areas in the region with the greatest need for childcare services and work with local chambers to encourage participation in the childcare assistance partnership. Promote career and technical programs in all counties to increase number of participants and completers in high schools. Promote post-secondary educational attainment. Achieve certified work-ready community status and/or maintain certification for 6 of the 7 counties in the KIPDA region. Metrics: workforce participation rate for the region, high school graduation rates, number of secondary career and technical education completers, number of post-secondary completions, number of workers trained, placed, or counseled through workforce development system, number of community-operated daycare centers, number of counties achieving work-ready certification success stories. ILEAD Academy. Henry and Trimble counties are 2 of the 5 counties who are part of the state's first regional high school. ILEAD is a career academy preparing students for the region's highest wage, highest demand STEM careers. ILEAD students choose courses at the Carroll County Area Technical Center to prepare for careers in electrical engineering, industrial maintenance technology, automotive, and informatics. As ILEAD students meet Kentucky's college-ready benchmarks, they enroll in Jefferson Community and Technical College. The goal is for every ILEAD student to graduate with an associate's degree and high school diploma. ILEAD Academy, Academies of Louisville, Jefferson County Public Schools. The Academies of Louisville launched in fall 2017 with a mission to evolve public high school education by equipping students with the skills and 21st century know-how needed to thrive in an ever-changing global economy. By connecting high schools to business and community partners, the academy model aligns education and workforce development needs to better prepare students for post-secondary and career success. Academy students will graduate not only with a diploma but also with college credits, industry certifications, real work experience, and a backpack full of success skills. After 4 years in an academy, students can graduate with direct career and industry exposure, industry and college field trips, job shadowing experience, junior and senior year internships through summer works, the ability to earn college credits and industry credentials, the ability to earn work experience through co-ops or apprenticeships, networking opportunities with local industry professionals, success skills, and a post-secondary transition plan. Academies of Louisville, Jefferson County Public Schools. The SPOT, Young Adult Opportunity Campus. In 2021, the SPOT, Young Adult Opportunity Campus, a partnership between Kentuckiana Works and Goodwill Industries of Kentucky, has locations in downtown Louisville, Shively, Bullitt County, Henry County, and Shelby County. The SPOT is a one-stop center helping young people, ages 16 to 24, in the 7-county region overcome life barriers and achieve career and educational goals. Last year, the program helped more than 870 young adults get career guidance and support, and more than 270 of them land new jobs. KY FAME. KY FAME is a nationally recognized statewide apprentice program combining education and actual workplace experience. Students attend classes 2 days per week and work on the job 3 days per week, with the goal of obtaining an advanced manufacturing technician certification. Participants in the program are paid a competitive wage for their work. After 5 semesters, participants earn an associate degree in Applied Science and Industrial Maintenance Technology Advanced Manufacturing Technician track, 68 to 71 college credit hours, 2 years of work experience, and the AMT certification. Those who complete the program may start work immediately or transition to a 4-year college or university, with no debt. serving the Kibda region is the Greater Louisville Chapter at the Jefferson Community and Technical College. Greater Louisville Chapter manufacturing partners include Nucor, GE Appliances, Alliant, and others. Work Ready Communities. The Kentucky Work Ready Community Program is a rigorous certification program allowing communities to demonstrate their workforce quality. The Kentucky Work Ready Community Certification is a measure of a county's workforce quality, serving as an assurance to business and industry that the community is committed to providing the highly skilled workforce necessary to staff existing jobs and to master the innovative technologies new jobs will require. Kentucky is the third state to begin certifying counties as work-ready communities based on the quality of their labor force. The certification program is administered by the Kentucky Workforce Investment Board, KWIB, and the Kentucky Education and Workforce Development Cabinet. In the Kibda region, Bullitt, Oldham, Shelby, and Spencer counties have been certified as a work-ready community. Henry and Trimble counties have been certified as work-ready in progress. Due to its size and unique situation, Jefferson County has chosen not to participate. Each county's Work Ready Community Committee meets regularly, providing a forum for dialogue among decision makers within the community to identify and address areas of improvement for workforce training and highlight successful endeavors. To become certified, a county must gather local support and commitment and apply for the Work Ready Community designation. Counties have to meet criteria in six areas, including high school graduation rates, national career readiness certificate holders, demonstrated community commitment, educational attainment, soft skills development, and digital literacy. The Kentucky Workforce Investment Board, KWIB, works closely with the Cabinet for Economic Development to provide updates on the Kentucky Work Ready Communities program and which counties are certified. When considering talent, the Cabinet points to Kentucky Work Ready Communities as a differentiator.